Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Mark your calendar for next week, Thursday, September 10th, 1 week from today. That's the Chamber's 13th annual State of the Community Report. This year, they'll be taking the event virtual, but continuing their promise to give both members and the community access to timely information that will help you drive your business in the months and the year ahead. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger joining us on the air today for another round of Conversations with the Mayors. Mayor, thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for suggesting that song as the intro music all those many moons ago, because I needed something like that today.
A little pick-me-up
a
there.
A little bit of a pick-me-up, right?
There you go.
How are things?
Well, we're looking forward to cooler weather. This has been hot, but luckily cooler weather's headed this way this weekend, and I love when September rolls around because we get the nice, warm, sunny days, but we get cooler evenings, so we're looking forward to that. It was an interesting week with the governor coming out and announcing something sooner. We didn't even get a heads up with the Safer at Home 2.5. When it comes in earlier like that, we have to discuss what that looks like here in our own county. So your Orange leaders got together, and our numbers are still high, and we're still having some clusters, and we're still having some concerns. So we are going to be slightly different than the state. We're going to remain with our gathering sizes to be 10 people indoors and 25 people outdoors until we can see the change in those numbers coming down. We're going to comply with the rest of the parts of the governor's orders to reduce confusion, but we don't feel like we're ready at this time because of our high percentage positive cases and our clusters we're still having to move forward. So I know that'll be a little confusing for people, but we will get that worked out. And we want to remain to head in the safer direction here, but there are other things that are going to open up. So you're going to see gyms open up, and I think people need to make their own decisions about that. If you need to exercise, you've got health reasons, and you think you can be safe, then gyms would love to have you. But it's everyone gets to choose what they're doing out there, as long as they do the three W's, the wear the mask, you wait your 6 feet apart, wash your hands. Also, the museums are allowed to open at 30%, and our playgrounds will be opening back up, and some more court sports. So I think that will help relieve some of this pent-up energy that folks have out there.
And I think that second W is really important, the waiting. We talk about the six-foot social distancing, but I think just in general, it's kind of good advice to kind of keep as much distance from other people as possible. And I know, you know, Brad and I haven't been holed up in the house for the last 6 months. We have made efforts to go out and do things, but we're always very conscious when we get to a place, like, how busy is it actually? Is it possible to be kind of removed from other folks? And if it is possible, then we've been comfortable going to a place like that, especially if you can be outdoors the whole time. And if it's busy, like, we've gotten to a place that has been a little bit busier than we've been comfortable with, and we've turned around and gone other places. That's part of the strategy too.
You have to make your choices. I will say there was a London report released talking about how outdoor activities don't really tend to be where we see the mm-hmm. clusters or the hot spots, any of those, that people playing physical outdoors, as long as they're safely distanced, but being able to play some of those court sports or be outside, it seems to not spread as quickly. Those indoor gatherings are what we really, really worry about. And when the weather starts turning colder, what does that look like as people move indoors more? But I know we'd like to be outside, and it's been a little warm.
So. I know we talk about going into the winter when everyone's going to be inside, but yeah, I've been inside a lot during the summer with the 90, 95 degree weather. So
right.
It's that sweet spot in like you mentioned, in September and early October when you get those cool nights. That's when we can be outside the most.
Healthcare professionals are also asking people to get their flu shots early this year.
Yep.
Again, that's to help our healthcare system not get overwhelmed with people coming in. But so they're pushing that. You'll see a lot more information coming out about that. And we're continuing to work with the university. I can't even count how many times I've met with them this week already, talking about how we work together to help make sure people are abiding by the community safety standards and what we're doing. But we just learned about a new cluster on campus today. And football season has been announced to start without fans. No tailgating on campus. We'll remind people not to have large gatherings in the community as well. I know that football season is exciting for everyone. I know our businesses count on it. It breaks my heart. But we just know that this virus tends to spread, and when we have crowds of people gathered together.
The conversations that you're having with university officials, like, how have those been going? Are they regularly scheduled meetings? Are they kind of ad hoc if something comes up?
Yes and no. We have regular scheduled ones, and
it's yes and everything else.
Like, okay, yeah, we just had another outbreak. We need to talk. Or we've published this information. We wanted you to be aware of it, and we want to talk about. I mean, they're starting discussions on what the spring semester looks like, and they wanted input from the town. They've got to be making plans for that already, and we all thought we'd hear about a vaccine by now, and it's just really tough to figure out how to make this work. And you're seeing universities across the country having to shift gears now. UNC was one of the first ones out of the gate because they opted to start early. A lot of New England schools are supposed to start right after Labor Day, and you see some of them making shifts and changes right now before they start to go virtual and reduce people in dorms, things like that. So be a lot of shifting, and when you see the hot spots across the United States, you can kind of point to some university towns and say, here we are.
What advice are you giving to the university, and what advice are other town officials giving to the university about that question of opening in the spring? Because you're right, that those plans have to be made now, and we don't know what January is going to look like.
I just talked about the same kind of things. Can you be prepared to go virtual? Does it make sense? Are you preparing to come back in person? What makes sense? What are we going to learn between now and I guess November, when they'd have to make some decisions on how they're moving forward? With, you know, they're learning a lot more about what antibodies do. They're learning a lot more about how it spreads, whether you can get it again, all those kinds of things. And what is the status of the vaccine and distribution? And we just don't have answers yet. But those conversations are just getting started, and they said they'd like to have the town table for those conversations. So that part's good.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government, including the Chapel Hill Town Council. As we start to get into the fall, that also means getting back to regularly scheduled council meetings and elected officials. You've got one next week, is that right?
We have tomorrow morning. We have our economic sustainability, which all council members attend. We're going to get updates about downtown and updates on economic development projects in the pipeline, and just get ourselves re-familiar with things going on around town that have been percolating all summer. And then our first council meeting back will be honoring Ralph Carpenos, who retired after 35 years. So we'll be honoring him at the first of the meeting. He had a retirement party via Zoom. It was hysterical with staff out there. It was a lovely party, but it was so hard not to be in person. And then we have a really big agenda because we delayed some things until we learned whether we were allowed to do them virtually or not. That were pushed off to the fall, and it looks like we'll be meeting virtually all fall. We just scheduled to the end of October right now because we have the data to show that, but we're going to go ahead and have to move forward on some of these projects and ideas and things, even though we can't be together in person. So the materials will be posted out there on Friday. The East Rosemary Street parking deck project is going to be on there. The Wegmans traffic traffic calming solution will be on there, and Christ Community Church are just some of the few things that will be on there. And we always invite public comment. It's a little harder to do, but we're happy to help you figure out how to do it via computer or by phone. And looking forward to getting started and getting some of these things discussed.
What's the latest on that East Rosemary project? I know we had a deadline in June that had to come and go. What does that mean for the project?
So the project's still being proposed, and the federal government extended the deadline for opportunity zones, which gave the proposal time to figure out how to move forward. And council met over the summer in closed session talking about an economic development agreement. So that will be out there. It involves swapping parcels of land. We would swap our Wallace Deck property for where the CVS deck and the adjoining property are. A town-owned parking deck this is the proposal, to be built on where the CVS and other parcel on the north side of East Rosemary, and a commercial wet lab office building on where the Wallace deck sits are part of the proposals, and turning the part of our what we call Lot 2 up against the R&R Grill would become a green park space so that people could walk from the parking deck see the green space and walk through over to Varsity Alley and over to the university or Franklin Street or wherever they need to go.
Awesome. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and again, townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. Next week's council meeting, we'll have the agenda up on the website tomorrow. Other things going on in town that folks want to know about?
Just trying to get back to the regular swing of things with council meetings and things coming forward. August is always a busy month for our inspections and permitting department, as projects are trying to open up in time for the university. We're working with downtown businesses to see where other places we can do to help. You'll see more expanded sidewalk dining downtown. We're going to get an update on downtown stuff tomorrow morning so that everyone can be up to speed from Matt Gladick. I've got a long list of
the sidewalks.
I spend my life on Zoom.
I'm sure. The sidewalk extension, that's going to keep going into the fall, right?
Yeah. It's going to keep going. The manager, we've given the manager permission to ebb and flow with that as needed. We were going to have to pull them away. The football season was going to be, we were going to have to push them back a little bit, but now we can move and morph it as we need to do for our outside dining and just extra. People are enjoying the extra space, and we've gotten some positive comments. We've done some more painting downtown so people know where they can walk and where they can pick up food and where they can ride their bicycles. So we're getting a lot of positive feedback on that, so we're excited about that.
And then as we start to wrap up, Labor Day weekend's coming up. People are going to be out and about. We've got more kind of eased restrictions. Folks can go to the playground again, which I'm sure a lot of kids and parents will be very happy about. People will still be traveling a little bit, too, for Labor Day weekend. Any safety tips for folks who are...
We just ask people to be really careful and please, please wear your mask whenever possible. And the social distancing is so important. We do want people to enjoy themselves and to be able to frequent businesses and be outside and be together, but safely apart. So we have clusters, and we just want people to be mindful that the way to reduce that is that if you feel sick or you have symptoms or you think you've been exposed, please isolate yourself. But otherwise, get out and enjoy the cooler temperatures and enjoy being in Chapel Hill.
Sounds good. And again, townofchapelhill.org for more information on Chapel Hill Town Government. Look for the agenda for next week's meeting coming out on Friday. That's tomorrow. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, as always, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care and stay safe.